Welcome to Sleep On It. Better rest for safer roads, the podcast from Employ Recruitment helping drivers stay alert, stay healthy, and stay safe on the road. This is episode 5, and we're talking about what to do when you hit that moment when you're simply too tired to drive. Now, let's get something straight. Just because you're working within the rules doesn't mean you're okay to drive. Yes, the Working Time Directive says you shouldn't work more than 6 hours without a break. But that rule assumes one very important thing, that you turned up to work already well rested. And that's not always the case, is it? Fatigue builds over time. A poor night's sleep. A few early starts in a row. Juggling work and family. Even if you've ticked all the boxes for legal hours and breaks, your body might still be running on empty. So what should you do if you feel too tired to keep going? Simple. Stop. Safely. Find a safe place to pull over, take a proper break, and let your team know what's happening. If you're working with Employ, you won't be penalized for putting safety first. In fact, we expect it. No job, no deadline, no pressure is worth the risk of driving while exhausted. And let's be honest, it's not always easy to admit. You might worry about letting someone down or missing a slot. But pushing through could cost you more than a delay. You're not just protecting yourself, you're protecting everyone else on the road too. It's also about protecting your license and your livelihood. If fatigue leads to an accident, it doesn't matter how well you stuck to your hours, you'll still be held responsible if it's found you weren't fit to drive. So again, following the Working Time Directive's 6-hour rule is essential, but it's not a guarantee you're safe. You have to listen to your body, not just your tachograph. So that's the takeaway for this episode, and the series as a whole. Know the signs when you are too tired. Take rest and your sleep seriously. And never be afraid to say, "I'm too tired to drive." Thank you for listening to Sleep On It. Better rest for safer roads. Let's keep the conversation going about sleep. If this series has helped, share it with your fellow drivers. And above all, drive safe. And Sleep On It, I am Jane signing off, and I will be back with some bonus tips later on this year.